Not everyone can be rich. Not everyone wants to be famous. The day-to-day assignment desk has a story about someone who found a little bit of fame and isn't sure what to do with it. From Seattle, here's reporter Jeremy Richards.
Meet Craig Garrett. He's just some 23-year-old guy who lives with his parents in Mukilteo, Washington. But there's something different about Craig.
I don't know. I think I just have a different thought process than most people do. I have a good theory that everybody else in the world's actually insane. I'm the only sane person, you know, the lone person in the world type of thing.
And it's this take on life that won Craig some attention recently. David Wall is a manager for novelty toy company Archie McPhee.
The woman who's the operation manager at Archie McPhee was driving through the drive-thru at Dairy Queen. So she went to the window, and there was this guy with blue hair at the window. And she looked at him and said, "I've never gotten my order correctly." And he said, "Yeah, everyone else here is stupid." And then she said, "Do you want a job?" And that's when he applied for work at Archie McPhee. And the moment he showed up, I could just tell he was just a sarcastic young kid with odd hair and already pretty fully formed personality in a nice dress sense.
Based on this impression, Wall's company hired Craig in the accounting department. And it wasn't long before Craig's personality became notorious around the office.
He kept talking about wanting to be a filmmaker or famous. And I told him that no one was ever going to get famous with the name Craig Garrett. So we kept throwing out possible nicknames for him, and then finally we said The Fuzz, and suddenly that's his name for the rest of his life.
The name Fuzz was key to giving Craig his dream. Wall decided that Archie McPhee, maker of campy action figures like Freud, Jesus, and the albino bowler, should turn the Fuzz into its own action figure. McPhee's Kurt Hanks worked on the Fuzz design.
When we created the action figure, we were creating sort of an embellishment of his personality. We're exaggerating his funny little quirks and sort of making a cartoon character out of Fuzz.
When I first saw the actual prototype, I was actually really amazed. It looked a lot like me. Kind of scary.
Craig's action figure counterpart stands about 5 inches tall, has a striped shirt, a goatee, a fedora, and his face wears this eternal plastic smirk. It's also kind of scary to Craig because the Fuzz seems to have taken on a personality of its own. Gary Eaton is another of Craig's co-workers.
Craig is a pretty sweet guy who lives with his parents, who is very, very shy, a little unsure of his place in the world. Fuzz is maniacal, I think. I'm not too sure if I like Fuzz. I know I like Craig a lot.
I asked Craig if he himself had been affected by the charisma of the Fuzz.
I don't see any change in myself. I don't know if other people see changes, but people do change, but they don't see it themselves. I mean, if you ask the crazy person on the street, you know, sleeping in the gutter, you know, what's wrong with you? You know, don't you see that you're crazy? They don't see that.
But Craig admits that his claim to action figure fame hasn't really played out yet.
I was on vacation this summer, and I asked a woman to go to meet me at the bar and have a drink, and she decides, sure, I'll meet you for a drink. And she asked me what I did, and I said, I work for a company called Cruchemans where I'm an accountant. I also have my own action figure there. She stands up and yells at me, why do men always have to lie to get women? Storms out of the bar, and I ended up paying for the damn drink.
So far, the Fuzz has only found a moderate cult following, and the Fuzz Teenage Fan Club is still in the planning stages. But Craig and his Archie McPhee team still have hope. The Japanese market has expressed an interest. For Day to Day, I'm Jeremy Richards in Seattle.
Day-to-day action figures, or NPR, Robert Siegel. Well, think about that. Day-to-day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.